recording you're about to listen to consists of several sections. The first is today's Daf Yomi from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review that allows you to listen to the entire Daf in between 5 to 10 minutes. That is followed by the same exact Daf from the previous cycle 7.5 years ago, in which there were different people attending and there's a different ambience. Choose the one you enjoy the most, or perhaps listen to one and then listen to the other for review. Enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Mehila brought to you by Chomot Yerushalayim is Daf Tet Zayin. And we're holding at the end of the Mishnah, Tet Vav Amud Beit, which we will now review, actually. All of the various types of Nevelot, which of course would mean not only different types of animals, but different classes of animals, even a Behemot Tmeah, with a Behemot Torah, would be mitzvah. Thing is, we don't know what this means. Be mitzvah vis-a-vis what? Vis-a-vis the Yisrachila, meaning you can have a chatzizayit from a para and a chatzizayit from a gamal and be chayiv, or lagabi the dinim of tuma. You could be mitami no matter what type of nevela, because lagabi tuma, I mean, it's the same hilchas tuma, but lagabi achila, there's should be involve the problem of isachal alisa. So that if the Behemot Tmeah was already usher before, how would you be able to add to it an Isser Nevela? And therefore, what you're really trying to do is be Mitzarev to Isser. We'd be Mitzarev and Isser of Noser together with Isser Pigo. It's two completely different things. Okay, that we'll see in the Gemara. And Hashkatzim, Mitzarevim Zemzev. So too is the dinim of Shratzim. One would be Mitzami with the other. Now, of course, Shratzim, you have different types, which makes the mission even more complex, because by shrotzim you have shmona shrotzim that are metame, but other shrotzim aren't metame, in which case it would have to be referring to achila. But then would the shear of achila be the same? Is it meant to reflect back on the din of the nevela? What Rebbe has done here is created what appears to be a complex issue, because each one seems to be talking about different things. Amarat. So Rav says, well, look, you should know that the Mishnah, even though Mishnah is a mitztarf, it doesn't mean they're mitztarf from the Shir of Achila. It means that they're mitztarf from Linyan Tuma. So that if you have a Kechatzi Zayat of a Beima Tmeah's Nevela, and a Kechatzi Zayat of a Beima Torah Nevela, since it's all from the same Anogebel of the time Yitma, it's all one din of Tuma Mashenke. When it comes to Achila, how can you put together Lotochlu Kol Nevela together with the Isser of not eating a Behemoth Tmeah? And it's insane. Isser Chalal Isser wouldn't be a similar Isser. So therefore, when it comes to Achila, the Tahorim are Mitztarf is one set, Fansman, and the different types of Tmeah are Mitztarf is another set, which is the Isser of Achila Behemoth Tmeah. Levi Amar Fili Achila Nami Mitztarfim. Levi says there's no problem with Isser Chalal Isser, even, as Tosfos points out, even though this is a Machloket Tanaim all over, it could be that all Levi is saying is the Ambi. It's nothing to do with that Machloket, because when it comes to Nevela, since we have the extra Pasuk of Achel of Nevela, Achel of Trefa, to teach me that Isser Nevela is Chal and Isser Chela, so Memela, from there we learn out that there's no din of Isser Chalal Isser by Nevela. It doesn't mean that I'm arguing generally to say Isser Chalal Isser. Rav Asi Omar. Now Rav Asi on the surface seems to be saying what Rav said. So Rav Asi Omar Tari Latzman, which means Latzman, which is the same motion as Rav. Now, some say that actually is arguing on Rav, because when Rav spoke about Atarin Latzman, Tmeim Latzman, he was careful to be machalik between the dinim of Tuma and the dinim of Achila, because he was referring to the Mishnah. And he says that Kolon Nevelot are mitzvah for him, same set, but only Lagabi Tuma. But Ravasi doesn't say that. Ravasi says Kolon Nevelot would only be mitzvah if one class with another class. He doesn't say they're ever mitzvah. So we seem to have a three-way machloket. According to Rav, let's take the two extremes first. According to Rav Asi, there's no tziruf at all between a nevela and any din of the Behemot Tmeah and a nevela of Behemot Torah. Not Lagabi Tuma and not Lagabi Achila. According to Levi, even Lagabi Achila, there's no problem of tziruf because they're both aser bitam nevela. according to the Rav who's in the middle, Lagabi Tuma, you can be Mitzarif to Shir for Tumas Nevelas between a Tomei and a Tar, but Lagabi Achila, you cannot because they're two separate Isuri. Okay, asks the Gemara Ika, others say that he didn't mean to argue on Rav, he was just responding to Levi. So when Levi said, Lachila Nami Mitzarifim, Ravashi said, no, they're not Mitzarifim. But that's as far as you're talking about. And when it comes to Tumah, I'd agree with Rav. So we have two Lashonis. So you can have a plea on Rav, you can have a low plea. Now, mate, the following question is a problem if you hold that Ravasi indeed is pulling out a Rav. Take a look at his bride. Mitzat parah v'chaye gamah. Suppose you have a dead parah. So let's talk about the Yisr and Vela when it comes to a parah. And a gamal, where you have every menachai. So it's alive. And now you want to be mitzarif these two shirim. Ein mitzarifim zeim zeh. You cannot be mitzarif. Okay, but mashma. Because we have two variables over here. One is the variable of the shem ha'isr. One is the variable of the species. So mashma, that if we would only have one variable, in other words, if we would be talking about an avela, then even though one is a parah and one is a gamal, there would be a mitzarif. A mitat shleim mitzarfim v'kash ravasi. It's certainly a problem with ravasi. A bishlam, a rav, can say, yes, mitzarfim l'gavi tuma. But if you're telling me that according to ravasi, the first lashon, he's chalek on rav, even l'gavi tuma, so what is the brayta referring to? Mitat shleim mitzarfim l'ma. Ema, says the Gemara, no, but that's because you took it in that direction. You're saying that it would be otherwise. Hamitach nehem mitzarfim. There's another way of being medayik. The other way of being medayik is that hachayesh nehem mitzarfim. That if they would both be at Yisrael v'manachai, then you could be mitzarefet legabi the din of achila. That would be true. That's true. A little bit of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Avram Menachai is noeg b'tmeyah. Okay, so then that would be consistent with what Ravasi was saying. It's not a problem to me at all. If you hold that there's no problem in this or a particular situation, which is Ali ben Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Avram Menachai is the same, both for Beim HaTmeya and for Beim HaTaira. So then, why would it not be Mitzarek? The species is irrelevant. Okay, fine. Let me say I accept that, yeah? So what are you still insisting on? That mitach nehem mar. You're saying, yes, but don't confuse that with the deed that you made, which is that if they were both nevelot, they would be mitzarif. It's absolutely not true. They're both nevelot, they're not mitzarif. Okay, so then, can you explain to me why we're running around over here, like the idiom, the Gemara takes an English idiom. Imkein my ari de roit v'tari, what are we running around in order to find a case? It's interesting that the Tosis brings over here the Lashon of Rabbeinu Moshe Mikutzi, who says that Me'ila is not normal. The language of Me'ila is weird. It's not.
The Mesechet
Me'ila is weird. So we don't. All of the Lashonis are just slightly off. It's not the way.
Why is that? Do we have a reason?
He doesn't say. He just says, Mishuneh Mishan Mekomot. So, which I think we've already discovered on our own. It's just good to hear that Ramosha Mikutsi agrees. Very strange, Masakta. So let me ask you something. So then, explain to me why we're running around to find a case. What was the case we gave, Vitani? We gave a case of mitat parah v'chaye gamal, right? And we're saying, okay, that's not mitzarif. But it makes no sense to say that case if even mitat shleim is not mitzarif. So it must be that mitat shleim is mitzarif. And now you're bringing me this case because since it's not mitat shleim, it's not mitzarif. Otherwise, we wouldn't need to take a particular case where one is mate and one is chai. Not to mention the fact, I mean, it says beferish. Read on here. You read only the first part of the Braita. Read on. What does it say in the Sefer? V'yo, Tanya. Chatzizayit parah b'chayeh v'chatzizayit gamal b'mitata. It continues on to say the opposite case. So you need to vary the cases of the presentation of the variables. Okay, so we spoke about a half a zayit of a para nevela and a half a zayit of gamal as an eiver min achai. Let's reverse it. A half a zayit of para as an eiver min achai and a half a zayit of gamal as an nevela. Okay, that's also not mitzarev. Continues the braita. Aval chatzi zayit mi para v'chatzi zayit mi gamal, without there being a difference in the other variable, even if they would both be b'chaya, or even if they would both be b'mitata, would be mitztarfim. Bein b'chaya, bein b'mitata, mitztarfim. Now, the way you were learning, you were saying that only b'chaya it's mitztarfim. Mitata, it's not mitztarfim. So we have a kashrei shasim. We're saying that the braita begins with the opposite assumption of the sefer of mit. That's kashrei shasefer. So clearly, that cannot be the meaning. Elav shma mina mitat shneihem mitztarfim, and therefore Rav Asi is wrong. There has to be some area, at the very least, the area of tuma where it would be mitztarf. Amalek Rav Asi, what are you asking on me this question? I am talking about, according to the halacha that we follow, that in yisachar alisar. But you know perfectly well there is a Mandi Omar old Zizrachal Alisar. According to that Mandi Omar, why the heck would it not be Mitztarev? The only reason not to be Mitztarev is because since the Behemet Tameh begins with an Isra Bachila Behemet Tameh, now it dies, doesn't get that additional Isra of Nevela. If you all like the Mandi Omar old Zizrachal Alisar, obviously it's Mitztarev. So the only time that it wouldn't be Mitztarev would be that it would be Shnei Shemot Yisuri. One is Nevela. What is Eivah Min Achai? And that's exactly what the bright is coming to bring out. Omer of Yid Omer Rav. Now, moving on to the question of the Shrotzi. And we'll see that it isn't clear whether this is meant to be understood, this statement is meant to be understood in the context of our Mishnah, or this is a statement that's out there somewhere, which may or may not fit into the specifics of our Mishnah. So, Yid Omer Rav says, look, when it comes to achilat shratzim, then the shir of achila is no different than a shir of achila anywhere else, and the din is that you would get malkut b'kizayit. My time of why b'kizayit? Because the lashon in the pasuk is achila k'tiva ba. It says the lashon of achila even over here. So that if that's the case, it says lo tochlum. Lo tochlum kishaketzeh. So how did simply use the lashon lo tishaktzu et nafshotechem? Okay, lo tishaktzu et nafshotechem does mean achila, but it doesn't use the word achila. It doesn't use the word achila. So then I would conclude that it's connected to something else. Maybe the tumah of the sheretz, as we'll see. But since he used the lashon of achila, and achila is always defined as achila b'kizayit, so memela, it's not shark to be machalik between the shirim of sheretz and any other shir. Ask the Gemara, but you know that there's a famous drasha that, look, I still can't ask on you from the fact that an Amira said this drasha over. And it's not a braita. And it's true, we're only showing you that Rabbi Yochanan loved this drasha. But the point is, as the Mefarshim speak out, we've seen this before, even in Me'ilah, when something is so clear from the psukim, you ask it as a kasha as if it's a bright, even though it really isn't a bright. Because it says it's a double borrow. Take a look at the pasuk. This is the parsha we just read. Rav Yosef Rav Chanina is sitting there in front of Rav Yochanan, and he's bringing over this pasuk. V'ivdaltem ben ha-beimah torah le-tmeyah, ben ha-of ha-tameh le-tahor, lo tishaktzu et nafshatechem. Now what is lo tishaktzu et nafshatechem? The only way that you're mishakets a nefesh is by ingestion. The thing that you're eating becomes part of you. That's called lo tishaktzu. We never refer to tuma as tishaktzu. It would have to be achila, that's tishaktzu. So in other words, it says lo tishaktzu et nafshatechem b'beimah v'ov, v'kol asher tirmos ha'adama, you're referring to it as achila. Then you say, "Ashevdat elchem letameh." How do you explain that? So why are we mixing metaphors? Because the Torah specifically wants to create a hekesh of the dinim of tuma to the dinim of achila, just like tuma is bekaadasha, and that we learn from another beautiful drasha, which is the difference between bahem and mehem b'motam b'shratzim. Bahem would mean the entire sheretz, mehem would mean part of the sheretz. And the Gemara Chagiga is Doresh, that if you have a mehem, which is the shear of Bahem, so that means, look at the smallest shear that this sheretz would survive on. So the Gemara finds the smallest shear of the Shmona Shratzim is the shear of Bika Adasha, which is the shear of a snail when it begins to be functioning. So a kadash is the shear. So that tells me that the shear of achila is also the kadash. The matuma the kadash, af achila the kadash. And look at, and Rabbi Yochanan was so excited about this, right? He also said it was the kadash. So the kal said Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said this is wonderful. So how are you? I mean, how are you arguing on it? This is a drush that was so mekubal. And you're saying that the shear of achila is ba'achila, meaning b'kezayit. You're ignoring the fact that the Torah compares the achila to the tumah. So kasha the Rav. No. What's the kasha on Rav? I understand. The Torah compares the din of the tumah of the sheretz. That's all very nice. What does that have to do with the shear of the achila of the sheretz? Yes, if the sheretz happens to be dead and you eat it, so then the Torah is comparing the tumba of the dead sheretz, the achila of the dead sheretz. I agree. So if you eat a dead sheretz, the shear is kadasha. How about if you eat a live sheretz? So over there, there's no reason to compare the tumba. It's not metame. So you're left with the yisra achila. Lo tochlum. That's all I'm saying, says Rab, is that lo tochlum is defined by the word achila. And the word achila is a kezayit. It's a lo kasha. Kan b'mitatam, kan b'chayehem. I'm like, Abaye, I understand. How can you say that Rav was only giving a shear of a kezayit if the sheretz is alive? But if the sheretz is dead, then you're saying you would agree the shear is a kadasha. I mean, if Rav is referring to our Mishnah, right? I mean, our Mishnah is the one that started this. Rebbe started this by opening up this door to the problem of the interrelationship between Nevela and Sheketz. So the Mishnah was talking about calling Nevelot Mitztarfim Zemze, which Rav says is Din in Tuma. Then it goes on to say Ashkatzi Mitztarfim Zemze. That's also a reference to dead Shketzi. It's got to be talking about the same topic. Live sheretz are not matame b'chlal. So if Rav is referring to the Mishnah, and the Mishnah is talking about dead sheretz, so then how can you say that Rav only meant to say that live sheretz the shear is b'kezayit? And Rav amat nitin kai, and the Mishnah is talking about kol sheretz, just like the nevelot. Afilu b'mitatan. Omar Rav Yosef, it's a great kasha based on your assumptions, which I don't know why any normal person would make, but, you know, you're perfectly okay making that kasha. But just remember, I mean, the diet that Rav is referring to the Mishnah is all in your mind. So, you want to live in your mind? Go right ahead. It happens to be there's no indication whatsoever when Rav Yudom Rav says, Achila Shratzim is look because I have, except that you happen to be near the Mishnah when you heard it, so obviously it's on the Mishnah. But who says that? Anything to do with the Mishnah? He was just saying halacha. You compared it in your mind to the Mishnah. And it makes perfectly good sense to say that he was talking about live shratzim. I said, why not? The Mishnah is talking about something else.
The association is yours.
Exactly. Okay, Kal Sei Rabbi Yochanan, which implies, of course, that Rabbi Yochanan was very happy with the comparison of the dinim of achila to tumah when it comes to the shratzim, right? Yes, the Gemara, if that's the case, How do you explain Rabbi Yochanan taking for granted that there is no comparison between the Akil and the Tumah? Look at this. Meitveh. Ha'evarim ein lehem shiur. Afilu pachot b'kezayit nevela. Pachot b'kadasha menasheretz. Ar mitami. So even though you would think there is a shiur legabe Tumah normally when it comes to nevela, there is a shiur of a kezayit. When there's a tuba of a sheretz, there's a shear of a ka'adasha. But the din of evarim that are metami, mezevim, and achai, over there you have a halacha of the definition of an evar being basar, gidim, va'atzamot. I don't care what the size is. It's just whatever is defined as an evar. So memela, there is no shear, which would mean that even less than a kezayit, or even less than a ka'adasha, as the case may be, would also be able to be metame. And Rabbi Yochanan, of all people, said, oh, by the way, obviously we're not talking about achila. That's legabi tuma of Aver. But legabi achila, you would certainly need a kezayit. For God's sake, how could he say kezayit? He's the one who says that it's a din in comparison to kadasha. And he was the one that was kalse. Now, obviously, if we're talking about, that was Varek talking about dead. It says, afilu pachot b'kezayit nevela, right? And there is where Rabbi Yochanan says, kezayit. And here he says, no, you only need a kadasha. In which case, we have a contradiction between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan. How do you get out of this one? Omar Rava, get out of it very easily. Very easily. What kind of tmeim is there by Shratzim? Only Muvdalim. There are only Shmoneh Shratzim. There may be millions of Shratzim. But there's only Shmoneh Shratzim that are defined as being Metame. Okay. All Rabbi Yochanan said is, don't make the mistake of thinking that just because there is a concept of a din of Tumah, where there is Tumah of a Kadash, or where there is Evorim of the Shir of Evorim, that because of that, in something that does not have a din of Muvdalim, meaning there is no din of Tumah, that Memela, it's a Giloy in what the Torah considers to be consumption of a Sheretz. That's what you might think. You might think, look, here's an example of a sheretz. This one happens to be metame. Here's another sheretz next to it. This one is not metame. So you would think, okay, but the Torah was megala that eating a sheretz is also the kezayit. It's true, the place where it's megala it is a place where I'm possibly able to compare it to the shear of kadash or its tumah. But once I make that comparison, I now know that there's an isser of achila b'kadash on a sheretz. So now if I take another sheretz, it's not metame. It's also the shir kadash. Comes along Rabbi Yochanan. Wait a minute. Let's not get confused over here. The isser achila, as opposed to a case where there is any tumah. No. That remains because I had like kol haTorah kula. The only place where the Torah compared it. Take a look at the pasuk. What was the makor? V'yivdaltem b'nim b'imah Torah l'tmiyah b'nof atameh l'tor lo tishaktsu et nafshotechem asher yivdalti lechem l'tameh. So it's all a din in yivdalti. How about if I wasn't yivdalti? We're not talking about that. So I never compared the two dinim to each other. Mamela, you should know that there the din of achila remains b'kizayit. So only b'muvdalim d'ibar ha'katuf. Amalei Ravada bar Abba l'Rava. So, if you're telling me that b'muvdalim, you said shehivdalti lachem l'tame, fine. That's one of the muvdalim. Now, there's another muvdalim in this pasuk. Yivdaltem b'nametmeimat torah l'tmeya, right? Okay, so if that's the case, if you're saying that there's a reason why we're talking about the both types of shratzim, kinds that are those that are metami versus those that are not metami. Now I understand by behema, obviously there's no such thing. There's no behemas that are metami, behemas aren't metami. If you're talking about a nevela, letame, that's true. But I mean, certainly, if the Torah is comparing things, so by Schwartz, it's comparing the dinim of Achila to Tuma, and it's comparing that comparison to Behemoth, isn't it? So then we ought to make a distinction in Behemoth between the types of Behemoths that are moved al bichem, over here, of course, it would be in terms of Achila, and the types of Behemoths that are not moved al bichem.
Kosher,
kosher versus non-kosher. And what would that difference be? Well, we'd have to manufacture the difference, obviously. So what would be the direction of manufacturing? Because here, again, in this Masechta, that's classic, this is exactly the type of logic you expect to find in whoever here is taking over the Rashi. And that is like this. Since we find a Lashon of Uvdalim and Enam Uvdalim Legabe Sheretz, and what is that? The Tamei is considered to be Muvdal from the ones that aren't Tamei. And therefore, that explains why we will only make the Hekesh of Achila to Tumah in the direction of being Mekel on the shear of the Achila, being Machmer on the shear of the Achila, but making a smaller shear. That's why we'll only be making it a smaller shear by the one that was Metame. I can't apply that exact situation. So what I'll do is, I mean, this is incredible. What I'll do is, I'll apply it in exactly the opposite direction. What will I say? Muvdal, when it comes to Behemah, well, that's the Behemah Torah, which is Muvdal from the Tumah. And what will the comparison be? I will compare Achila to Tumah. Okay? Because, I mean, it does happen to be true that there is a comparison of Achila to Tumah. The shear of Nevela Tumah is a Kezayit, and the shear of Achila is a Kezayit. Right? Ah! But that's only in the behemot that are different than the other behemot. Of course, in the opposite direction. But how about a behemah which would be kosher? So maybe over there, we would say that you need a greater shear to be matami. Maybe the shear kabetza to be matami. Because just like by sheretz, we compare the tumah to the achila if the sheretz is tomei. So by the behemah, we should say that there's a difference between the shear of achila and tumah, if the behemah is tahar, and they're not the same. Therefore, let's go on to the other shear of tumah, which is kibetza. I mean, this is an astounding shot. But anyway, that's what he came up with. Tosus obviously doesn't like any of this. So he learns that the difference would be a given difference, a real difference, and we know it's a difference, and that is the difference in terms of Evarim. Since we just spoke about Evarim, in fact, there's a din in Evarim in which there doesn't matter what the size is. Because over there, as long as you have Basar, Gidim, Vatsamot, Samemela, there's a halacha of an Evar Shalom. So that's what the Gemara is asking. Gemara is saying that we should say that by Evarim you don't require the din of Kezayit either. Because since Behemah Trotzim are hukash to each other, and therefore the same way there should be an afkamina between Mevdalim and Shenim Mevdalim, even though it's not really the same at all, because there is no Shaychas to Havdol and Lagabi Tuma, they're all Matame. But since it's true by Shrotzim there's such a difference, so by Behema, we should also say that the Isra Achila is equivalent to an Isra Tuma. And therefore, if you're eating the Aver, you should be over on the Isra of Tuma on an Aver. The Tuma, not the Tar. The Behema Tmea, which is the simple way of learning the Gemara. Answers the Gemara, well, no, because where did the Torah compare the Pasuk? The Torah compares the Pasuk Amalei Kikamaki Shrachmana Lo. Where do we find? The word L'shiurim Lo does not make any sense. The Shita takes it out. It doesn't seem to appear anywhere else. So where do we compare? The Torah is comparing it Dafka to the din of Lo Tishakatsu. That's all. So all that the Torah is saying is that both the Behema and the Sheretz have a Lo Tishakatsu. I mean, there's an Isra Achila in both of them. But it certainly doesn't mean to compare a din of Achila to Tumah by a Behema. There's no such thing. And therefore, the conclusion that it ought to be the same by Bema is unwarranted. It's true that they're both compared. In other words, we do compare Bema to Sheretz in this pasuk, but we don't compare Bema to Sheretz in the meta comparison of Achila to the Shear of Tuma, because the whole concept of Muvdalim by Bema Lagabi Shear Achila, I mean, a Shear Tuma doesn't make any sense. They're both exactly the same. You don't find Bemas that are Muvdalim. So therefore, you're saying, but aren't they compared? Yes, they're compared. But they're not compared to make the same comparison. They're compared for the primary purposes of the comparison itself. And that primary purpose is to tell me there's one Isra Achila to be added to Behema and Sheretz in common. Now, there may be other Isra. Indeed, the Gemara lists five different Isra, or six different Isra when it comes to eating a particular Sheretz. Fine, but there is a lo teshakcha nafsho techem, which is in common between Behema and Sheretz. That's all it's coming to compare them. You're right. Where does it say that they're compared to be compared? Even though the comparison makes no sense. That's off the wall. Since Dar compares something, so let us create a comparison the same way that something it's compared to has another comparison within it. Even though that comparison doesn't apply. You see how weird it is to say such a thing. But it certainly makes sense that Rabbi Yochanan was referring to the difference between Shratzim that are Muvdalim and Shratzim that are Muvdalim, the Gabi the Din of Tuma. Call on the Vilod Mitztarfim Zoim Zo. The Chol Asheratzim Rashikatzim Mitztarfim Zeim Ze Omara. Lo Shonu Ela Leinyan Tum'a Velinyan Achila. You can't be mitzarif then, because you have two separate isurim. What is an isur nevela? Because there was no problem of isur nevela being chal on any other isur, because it was kosher the animal. And the other is an isur of a behemah tameah. And therefore, the tayrim are mitzarif ifnei atzman, anything that was also mitam nevela, and the tameah are mitzarifim ifnei atzman legabi achila, anything which is also mitam behemah tameah. At least vis-a-vis the Yisr Nevela, because there's no problem when it comes to Nevela, says Taisus. Ravasi Omer, it's always two different sets. Torim Latzman and Tmeim Latzman, which maybe he means across the board. Even Lagabe Tuma, and therefore he's Polygadara. And others say, no, he doesn't mean to be Polygadarab, he's just responding to Levi, who says Afil Achil, and he's saying, no, Lagabi Achila, they're kept separately. Now, assuming that it's the first approach, and that he's Chaylike on Rab, and he goes across the board, there's never any Tziruv. So then how do you explain the following Braita? Meitfek. Mitat para vechaye gamal ein mitztarfim zeim ze. Okay, but that's very clear. The implication is a mitat shneim is mitztarfim. The kasher of Asi, who says at least, I mean, it can't be mitztarfim. He says it's not mitztarfim anything. Ema, no, you're right that the implication, but the implication is the other direction. That chaye shneim are mitztarfim. And that would be true if you're like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda holds Eva Menachai is noig with Ema Tmea, and since it is, so we don't have the problem of Nisr Chal Lisser when it comes to that. Okay, but what are you saying? You're saying that Lamaisa, Mitat Shneim Ma, you're saying that Mitat Shneim would be not mitztarfim. So why is the Braita running around like a chicken without a head to find all these complicated cases of changing the four things? There's four issues here that we speak about. Two variables. So Meir the right for Tani, Mitat, Para, Chaye, Gamal. I mean, if Afilo Mitat Shneim is not mitztarfim, you can't say that only works in one direction. Not to mention the fact that the Braita goes on and would then be contradicting itself. Just read the next piece, the Otanya. Chatzi Zayit Para B'Chayeh, V'Chatzi Zayit Gamal B'Mitata. Now that's the mirror image of the first case. Ein mitztarfim. And then it goes on to explain. But if it's not a mirror image, so you have chatzi zayit mi para, v'chatzi zayit mi gamal, both of which are b'chayel, or both of which are mitata, they would be mitzav, not for heaven's sakes. Maybe kashereisha seifa? You think we changed our mind? El alav shmamina, that mitat shneim is mitzarfim. So as Rav Asi say, that it's not mitzav, it's got to be mitzav for something. Amal Rav Asi, well, sure. If the Tana holds Yisr Chal HaLisr, so then it's mitztarfim for everything. If it's mitztarfim for Tumah, But Star for Isser is going to be Star for Tum. Everything's exactly the same. There I agree. That is with Star across the board. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Achilat Shratzim Lo Kalav B'Kezayit, not B'Kadasha. Why? Because the Torah says Lo Tochlum Kishekatzim, Lo Tochlum is a lashon of Achila, and Achila is B'Kezayit. But I thought Tani Rav Yisrael Rav Chanina Kamei the Rav Yochanan V'Yivdalten Bein Abeimah Teorah Latmiya U'Bein Ofa Tamila Toho V'Lo Tishak Tzuet Nafshotichem V'Abeimah V'Ofa V'Chol Asher Tumos Adama Ashevdati Lachem Litamei Apotach HaKatuv Ba'Achila Kitzes Lo Tishak Tzu Et Nafshotichem, which is, can only be Ba'Achila. And then it's Mitzayim B'Tum, it says V'Yivdalti Lachem Litamei. Why? Must be to create a hekesh to tell me ma tuma b'kadasha, afachila b'kadasha. And Rabbi Yochanan said, "Wow, that's a great drush." The kalser Rabbi Yochanan. So how is Rav avoiding that drush? Kasha to Rav? No, lo kasha kam b'mitatam, b'cham kam b'chayim. It's not a general drusha. It's if there is tuma b'kadasha, then there is achila b'kadasha. But there's not tuma b'kadasha. How could it be Tumah B'Kadash if it's alive? So then the Achila would be normal Achila. Lot the Shek Tzosef Shechem. It's B'Achila Kizayit. Omalei Abaye, but wasn't Rav referring to the Mishnah? The Mishnah says Kol HaShratzim. In the context of Kol HaNevelot, it's got to be referring at least certainly to Shratzim who are also dead. Afilu Yitatan. Omalei Rav Yosef, well, Ha'idiyuk Adilachu, okay? Very, very nice to hear. Anyway, but let's get back to reality. Rav Shmaita B'Yalma Ka'amar. Now, the Kalser of Yochanan, Mitzvah. Evarim Elam Shiur, Afilo Pachot B'Kezayit Nevela, Pachot B'Kadashem and Hasheretz, or Mitamim, and of all people, Rav Yochanan comes along to say, that's true, but only L'Gabi Tuma. But you certainly won't get Malkus on them unless you eat a Kezayit. Rav Yochanan was the one who said you could be a Chayiv even on a Kadasha. He should have at least said, U'Besheretz B'Kadasha, no? Omar Rav, well, there's different types of Shratzim. I mean, when we talked about the comparison, we were talking about Yivdalti Lachem L'Tameh. Which kind of Shratzim are Yivdalti Lachem L'Tameh? Only Shmona Shratzim. Fine, Shmona Shratzim in a Chanami is B'Kadasha. Omalei Ravada Bar Ava L'Rava, I mean, if that's the case, then a primary meaning of this pasuk is the comparison of Shiurim of Achila of Tuma to Achila, right? So then, if we've also compared Behema to Sheretz, then we should at least create the same type of situation for Behema. We should be Maflik, be Muvdelet, Lashena Muvdelet. What's your problem? You want to know what the purpose is of the comparison, of putting it all in one pasuk? Any schoolboy will tell you. The comparison is exactly to what it says. Lo teshaktsuot nafshotechem, for non-kosher animals, birds, and shrotzim. Is there anything wrong with that statement? And I'm telling you, there's an isser on all of them. That's it. What gives you the right to take it further than that?
That was the daf from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi. Hold on, and you shall hear the same daf from the cycle 7.5 years ago, cycle number 11.
Somebody's coming. Okay, today's daf is daf Tez Zayin. We're holding on Tez Vav Amud Beis, right at the Mishnah. And we still don't have a Zot Per Helik in Mishnah except for me. Kol ha-nevelot mitztarfim zo im zo, v'chol ha-shkatsim mitztarfim ze im ze. Now, even though we have many different examples of nevelot, including even a major distinction, which is between the behemot ha-tehorot and the behemot ha-tmeot, both of which have a din of nevela, at least lagabi tumah, nonetheless, these nevelot are mitztarfim zoimzo. Now, it's not clear when we say that they're mitztarfim zoimzo whether we mean lagabi tumah or we mean even lagabi achila. And the difference would be, is there an Isra Achilas Nevela? Excuse me. On the Behemat Meyar, I said, Eisur Chalal Isur. Since this thing was already a piece of bacon, fact that it wasn't shechted, which is usually the case when it's a piece of bacon, isn't going to add any new isurim, as it was always a piece of bacon. So there is our question. But we could certainly say that since both of them have a shiur, which is similar in terms of the tumah, so they're both tumat nevelot, which are mitami b'kizayit, they would be mitzar of one another. And the same thing would be in terms of shkatzim, the kol hashkatzim, which are also mitame, some of them anyway, the shmona shratzim, would be mitzarfim ezoim zem. Each one would be mitzarf with the other to the same shidur.
That's a good thing with
no, this parak is kulo tzirufim. As we began with the din of tziruf legabe having discussed the union of tziruf, we move on to the tziruf from legabe other isri. This is Shas's tziruf parak. Omar Rav, lo shadra le'in tum'ah. Let's make this very clear. When we say that nevelot or mitzarfot with one another, that would include even a nevela of a behema Torah with a nevela of a behema Tumeah. But that's only true elinyan tum'ah. When it comes to the question of you need a kezayit to be metameh, so if you put together a half a zayit of one and a half a zayit of another, so both of them are nevelot, b'shur kezayit, and you would become tameh. Aval inyan achila, when it comes to the question of eating, then it actually, you cannot be mitzarif beimot torot with beimot tumeot. You can certainly be mitzarif different types of beimot torot with each other and different types of beimot tumeot with each other. But you don't have the same isur achila because you'd have to keep the achila torim b'fnei atzman where there would be an isur nevela, and then you would have tumeim b'fnei atzman, which would be an isur of beimot tumeot. Because a nisur chal al isur. The Levi Omer, afilu la'achila nami mitztarfim, Levi holds isur chal al isur. He would say that since you are also chayav on a beimat be'ah for nevela, so vis-a-vis the isur nevela, chatzi zayit of beimat be'ah, chatzi zayit of nivlat beimat Torah are essentially the same, and you can be mitzarek the two of them together. Ravasyomar, Tahorim La'atzmam Utmeim La'atzmam. Sounds like the same thing that Rav said. However, since he does not qualify it by saying, I mean this only Legabe Achila, which is what Rav said, it's possible to interpret Ravasya's meaning that even in terms of the Tziruf of Tumah, they would not be Mitztaref, in which case we would have three Shitot. The Shita of Rav, of course, then we have a problem of what the Mishnah means. But the sheet of Rav would be that since the Gabi Tuma, all Nevelot are the same, Mitami b'Kizayit, you can be Mitzarif then b'Kizayit. Now, Shenkin Lagabi Achila, since Ein Isur Chalal Isur, the Behemat Meyah will always be Asur b'Achila because of the species, not because it's a Nevela. Whereas the Behemat Torah will be Asur b'Achila because of the Din Nevela, therefore the two will not be Mitzarif. Levi holds Yisr Chalal Yisur would hold that even a Behemah Tmeah is also Asr Mishum Nevela because Yisr Chalal Yisur, and therefore in terms of Nevela you could be Metzarev the Yisr Achila V'chatzi Zayit Behemah Tmeah Nevela with a Chatzi Zayit of Behemah Torah Nevela, and then you could have a sheet of Ravasi, which may be a third Shita, even though it uses the same words as Rav's closing, to mean that even Lagabe Tum'ah, because the source of Tum'ah is a different Isser Nevelot, that it would not be Mitztarif even though it has the same Shiur. So Yikidiyame Pliga Adarav, some say that Ravasi indeed represents this third Shita, as I just explained it, and he wants to go all the way and say that there's no Tziruf even in terms of Tum'ah. So in other words, when he's saying Torah b'fnei atzma and Tmeah b'fnei atzma, it means whether we're dealing with Achila or whether we're dealing with Tumah, or it could be that he's simply repeating what Rav was saying, of course it wasn't together, and he may mean the same thing as Rav, that where it's Nogea Tumah, it's the same Shiur, therefore it's Mitztaref, where it's Nogea Achila, it's two Shemot, two types of Yisur, because any Yisur Chalal Yisur, and therefore would not be Mitzar. So some say Pligederav, some say Lo Pligederav. Meisay. Our problem is from the following. Mitat Para V'chaye Gamal. If you have a dead para, which is a nevela, and you have a live gamal. Now, a live gamal means if you're talking about eating it, you're being matana with it, obviously what's happened is you've cut off a piece of meat from a live animal, which is basar min achai. The thing is that basar min achai is not mitameh. An eiver min achai is mitameh, but certainly not basar. So if you have over here a chati zayit of basar from a dead para, which is a nevela, and a chati zayit basar from a gamal, then these two things would obviously not be mitzarev, because there's no din of tumah b'chlal on a basar min achai, so there's nothing to discuss in terms of that. And as far as the yisur achila is concerned, talking about two completely different dinim, aren't you? One is an Isser Nevela, and one is an Isser Basar Min Achai. So there's nothing to be Mitzarev. Now, the implication, however, of this is that Hamitat Shnehem, if both of them were dead, in other words, they were both Nevelot, even though one is Veima Torah, and one is Veima Tmeyah, they would indeed be Mitzarev. And therefore, we've got a problem over here, both on Rav and on Ravasi. There's a long discussion about why it says Akashul Ravasi. The sheet indeed takes out those words, Akashul Ravasi, because it's just as much Akash on Rav. The implication here is that they would be Mitztarev Zeim Zeh in terms of Achila. Because we certainly weren't talking about a non-existent Tuma when we said, hey, Mitztarev Zeim Zeh, there's nothing to be Mitztarev. The Basar anyway is in Tameh. In which case the implication would also be in terms of Achila. So what it would be saying is that in terms of Achila, if they were both Nevelot, they would be Mitztarev, despite the fact that one is Beimat Tmeyah, and if you hold Ein Yisur Chalal Yisur, then you got a problem, because one is Asur because it's a Beimat Tmeyah, and the other one is Asur only because it's a Nevela. So this would be difficult. But there's another way to understand the implication, isn't there? I mean, what we could say is that if the para is dead and the gamal is alive, they're not mitztarev. But if both were alive, they would be mitztarev. Maybe that's the point. Chayei shneihem mitztarfin. And what would the chiddush be in that? It would be going according to Yehuda, who holds that eiver min achai is noheg even on a behemah tmeah. And since Eiver Min Achai, and therefore Basar Min Achai, is noeg also on the Eiver Min Achai of the Gamal, it would be Mitztarev, because it's Shemot of the same Isur, namely Eiver Min Achai. Ah, come on, so what are you trying to say? You're trying to tell me that what? That if both were dead, they would not be Mitztarev? That's what you mean? So then why in the world construct a brisa with this ridiculous mixture of one alive and one dead? All you need to say is, if both of them are dead, so then they're not mitztarev, but the deer could be, and if both of them are alive, they would be mitztarev. I mean, what's this if? Half and half, dead and alive. I mean, it's a much bigger kiddush to say even if they're both dead. If they're both alive, if one is dead and one is alive, then obviously there's no point in the tziruf, right? There's nothing to be mitztarev in terms of tuma, and you can only have a tziruv where it's the same name of Isur. How are you going to think that you're going to put together a half a piece of nevela and a half a piece of eiver min achai? So wouldn't it be a bigger chiddush to say a dead camel and a dead cow are not mitztarev, even though they're both nevela? And then I would understand, wow, that's because it's ein Isur chalal Isur, and therefore I have only the Yisur of the Behemat Meyah on the Gamal, and I can't add it to the Yisur of the Behemat on the Parah. Now that's a Kiddush. There. I would have really have thought that there would have been a Tziruv. Furthermore, I would have also made the Diyuk, and if they were alive, they would be Mitztarev. Oh, it's going according to Yehuda, all that Eiver Min Achai is Noeg on the Behemat Meyah as well. What would be the point of saying if one is alive and one is dead? Well, you're telling me much less of it. So therefore, ask the Gemara, let's see that inside. What are you trying to tell me? That if both of them were dead, they would not be mitzvah. So why then does the Tana of this Braita run along without even looking and saying a dead para and a live camel, even if both of them were dead, they wouldn't be mitzvah. That's number one. So the construction of the Braita would be idiotic if this is the way you're going to try to read it. The Ode, besides which, it's also wrong. Forget about the logic, because it says Beferush that you're wrong. Tanya, there's another Braita that brings it out, Beferush, it says, Chatzi Zayit Parata Chaya, a half a Zayit from a live para, and a half a Zayit of a Gamal that's dead, Ein Mitztarfim, Avol Chatzi Zayit Mi Para, V'Chatzi Zayit Mi Gamal, on the other hand, if you have a half a Zayit from a para and a half a Zayit from a Gamal, whether alive or dead, it's Mitztarf. Now that sounds like a little bit of a contradiction. Doesn't it? First it says a half a Zayit of a live Pora and a half a Zayit of a dead camel are not mitzvah. Well, we know why they're not mitzvah, because the half of a Zayit of a dead camel is an Isser camel, and a half a Zayit of a live Pora is an Isser Eivah Menachah. Okay. But then you go ahead and you say, but a half a Zayit of a Pora and a half a Zayit of a camel, whether alive or dead, is mitzvah. Sounds like a contradiction. Of course, the way out of that contradiction, it's a kashrei sefer, ela lav. I mean, obviously, the meaning, let's first just clarify the meaning of the brayso, not that it's essential to clarify the meaning of the brayso in our terms, but the meaning of the brayso, therefore, is that whether alive, meaning both alive, or both dead, that's what the meaning is, either way, it would be mitztaref. Alashmamina, mitachnehem would be mitztaref. It's only where one is alive and one is dead that you run into the problem of two separate Yisurim, one being Abram Nachai, one being Gevela. So, how can you say, Rav and Ravasi, how can you say that a half a Zayit from a Gamal and a half a Zayit from a Parah would not be mitztaref because the logic being, because the camel was already usher because it's a camel. And therefore, when it dies, you don't add a new isur that's called Enisur Chalal Isur. You don't add a new isur of Nevela. Mashain came, the cow was mutter, it's a kosher animal. And now that it's died, it's become a Nevela. You can't add a half a Zayit Nevela, which is Isur A, to a half a Zayit of camel, which is Isur B. But here it says that that's not so. I don't understand. What's your big problem over here? We know perfectly well that there's a long-standing machloket as to whether Isur Chalal Isur or not. We've had this many, many times. So it's very likely that the Tana of this Braisa is the Tana who holds Isur Chalal Isur. I mean, obviously, we're not trying to uproot that well-known machloket from the various Mishnayot and Braitot. It's a well-known question. Obviously, Rav and I were discussing the issue, according to the Man D'Yomar, that Ein Isur Chalal Isur. To bring us a braita and to say, oh, we have a big problem, because here it says that they would be mitztaref, apparently because there's an Isur Nevela even on a dead camel. Thank you very much. Of course, the Man D'Yomar who holds that Isur Chalal Isur holds that the live camel is a camel and a dead camel is a camel that's dead. And therefore, it's chayiv both on camel and on deadness. Which means that it's chayiv on behemoth mayan on nevela. So as far as the nevela part is concerned, I'll add the chatzai nevela to the chatzai nevela, and I still have one isur. So hay tana sava isur, chalal isur. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. The Mishnah discusses the tziruf of the shiur, legabi nevelot, but also discusses the tziruf of the shiur, legabi shratzim. What exactly is the shiur of achila b'shratzim? Achilat shratzim, if you're eating shratzim, then lokeh lehem b'kizayit. The shiur would be, even though the shiur legabe tum'ah, remember there are eight types of shratzim, There's thousands of types of shratzim. But out of all of those shratzim, there's eight that are mitame when they're dead. Nothing is mitame when it's alive except the human being. So, the achila of shratzim, even though we have found differences in terms of the shiur, because when it comes to a sheretz, we have a pasuk that teaches us that the shiur is a adasha, which is tiny, a lentil. But when it comes to eating, the shiur is a kizayit. Why do I say this, my taima? Because look, when it comes to the isser of eating, as opposed to the tumah, the Torah says, beferush lo tochlum. So the lo tochlum means achila. And the meaning of the word achila is a given. It means an act that is the consumption of a kizayit. So achila ktivu. We don't define achila differently here than anywhere else. Really not. We know that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina said over a braita from the Torat Kohanim in front of Rabbi Yochanan, and this is what he said: "V'yivdaltem bein habehema hatehora latmea ubein haof hatame latahor v'lo tishaktzu et nafshotechem babehema uva'of uva'chol asher tirmosa adama asher hivdalti lachem letame." Now you must admit that this is a very disturbing pasuk. It's bad enough that the Torah doesn't seem to get its act together to decide whether the word tamei means that it makes you somehow unclean, or whether the word tamei means that it is prohibited to eat. And it calls animals that are not kosher tamei animals, mina behema hatmeya, or mina behema hatora, all the way back at Noach's time. Certainly a live animal isn't tamei, so it means in terms of eating. Okay, we'll accept the fact that there's maybe a metaphorical connection between them, or some type of deep existential connection between tumah in terms of uncleanliness and tumah in terms of isur achila. But this pasuk is outrageous. It starts discussing tamei, I mean, it's as if it wants to confuse us totally. It starts discussing a behema tamei on the Torah clearly as a continuation of the dinim here in Shemini that we have told us all of the lists of the kosher animals and the non-kosher animals, and now closes by saying, and you better learn the difference. What is that talking about? Dead animals and live animals. It's talking about kosher species and non-kosher species. What's that talking about? Kosher birds and non-kosher birds, correct? And then look what it turns to all of a sudden. Notice that it didn't mention a word about shkatzim, because all of them are tamei. But here it says, "V'lo tishaktzu et nafshotechem ba'beima uba'ov, uv'chol asher tirmos ha'adama, asher hivdalti lachem litamei." The hivdalti lachem litamei is to make you literally unclean by touching. What does that have to do with the first part of the pasuk, which was talking about eating? Ask the braita. What is the meaning of this pasuk? Patach hakatuv ba'achila. The pasuk starts using the word tamei b'Torah in terms of isurei achila. And then all of a sudden, in mid-sentence, the siyem betuma, it changes to start discussing something else. How do you justify that? What is it coming to teach us? To teach us a very important halacha. That indeed there is a profound connection between the two, which expresses itself in practical terms, namely, matum abecha adasha, afachila becha adasha. That in the event that the shiur of tumah, which is true about the shratzim, or the shmona of the shratzim, is becha adasha, then we redefine the isser of achila as well to be in terms of the isser tumah literally. Woo! So in other words, the braita is teaching us that there is an isser achila of shkatzim, of the shiur of a ke'adash, a lentil alone, and not a kizayit. Now Rav just got finished saying, and he was medayik from the pasuk, well, Tar uses the word achila, obviously it means a kizayit. Going to braita, right here says not like Rav. And Rabbi Yochanan heard this braita, and he said, wow, beautiful. V'kal say Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was mikales this braita that was quoted here by Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. So, kasha to Rav. What does Rav do with this? Rav said that the Yisra Achila is be-kizayit. No, that's not a problem. Lo kasha, kan b'chayehen, and kan b'mitatan. Actually, it depends what the case is. If the sheretz is dead, then it's being metame. So if it's being metame, the Torah has made it into the Yisrachila in terms of the Yisr Tuma, in which case the shear is Bekadasha. But if we're talking about a live sheretz where there is no Tuma, so over there, if you're going to eat it, you pop one into your mouth, the shear of Achila is with the Kizayit. Very good. Says Abaya, ah, no, that's impossible. A Rav Masnisin could, what is this whole discussion of Rav? Part of the discussion of the opening words in the Gemara here, the last two words on the previous Amud Beit. Omar Rav, Lo Shana Lalinin Tuma, Avalin Achila Torin. That was going right on our mission. It was discussing Kala Nevelot Mitztarfim and Shkatzim Mitztarfim, right? That was our mission, and our mission, the whole point over there was that Rav said the Din of Tziruf was only in terms of the dead animal, in terms of the Tuma. And this further Ma'amar of Rav, that you just quoted, Achilat Shratzim Lokale and the Kizayim, is undoubtedly part of the discussion of our Mishnah, which discusses the Tziruf, and he's coming to tell me what the Tziruf is. So if Rav was talking about our Mishnah, a Rav HaMatnitinkoi, our Mishnah says Beferush, Kol HaShratzim Mitztarfim. Now what do you think Kol HaShratzim Mitztarfim means? In any state, Afilu B'mitatan, even if you've got dead Shratzim, there's still going to be Mitztaref, which means that when we're talking about the Shear of the Tziruf, he meant Bekizayit on all of the above. All Shratzim. And you're telling me, in all cases, in other words. And you're telling me, well, no, actually it depends. If it's alive, then it's a Kizayit. It's only if it's, but if it's dead, it's a Kadash. Although Rav was talking about our Mishnah, whether it was alive or dead. Now how do you explain that? Omar Le Rav Yosef, you know, Ahud Yuka Dilachu. That's your diak, man, and you can keep it. Thank you. Bye. Rav Shmaitzah B'Yarmulke Omar. I said, where'd you get the idea that Rav was talking about the Mishnah? Tell me. Because you figured one day they'd write it up at the Talmud Bavli like that. Put it on the same page. It looked like it was a good place to put it. But why in the world did you think that? Rav Yehuda Amar Rav came along one day, told us halacha, and in your mind, there exists a pattern that you have asserted over reality, and decided that that must be on our Mishnah, has absolutely nothing to do with our Mishnah. The Maimer of Rav on our Mishnah was disassociated with this, probably 40 years between them. And you're coming along and saying, well, I mean, after all, in my mind, it's all the same thing. So it's your deed, and you can keep it. If it bothers you, let us know. Now, Kalsei Rav Yochanan. Kalsei Rav Yochanan means that Rav Yochanan thought this was a grand diet, beautiful. Indeed, the Torah is telling us tremendous Kiddush by using the word Tum'ah as if it's synonymous, whether it's referring to Tum'at HaGuf or referring to an Isser of Behemoth Tum'ah. It's taught us that the two Isser are interrelated, and if there's a din of Tum'ah B'Kadasha, then there is a din of Achila B'Kadasha. How could you say that Rav Yochanan thought that that was good, when we know that Rav Yochanan disagrees with that? Meisivet ha'evarim. Now this is a mission in Ohalot. And it says over there, all types of complete organs that have, the fact is that an aver doesn't really mean an organ. There's no real English word for aver, because an aver is defined as a unit which functions together as one system, and which contains three elements. It has to have bone, a bony structure, it has to have a muscle structure, and it has to have also a tendon structure associated with it. So that's what's called an aver. So then it would be like a hand,
a limb,
but it would mean specifically a limb that is articulated with musculature. So it's not sufficient even to say that it would.
Is there
the Gemara discusses whether there are little pieces in the ankle and so on, and where it doesn't really have all of the three, or the bottom of the leg. But an organ, in English terms, is not an aver.
Hard by itself.
Right, exactly. Does not include in this din. But in any event, the din of an aver is that there's no shiur of the dinim that apply to tumah usually. Usually you need to have, let's say, gezayit basar, to the firm made to be metameh ba'oil. No, when it comes to a full aver, there's no shiur, and afilo pachod mikezayit nevela, where you've got normally a nevela is only metameh b'kezayit. Not if you got a whole nevela mikezayit, of a nevela. A whole aver of a nevela. Or if you've got a sheretz, normally you need a lentil. But if you've got this tiny sheretz that's metameh, and you've got less than a lentil of one limb of it that has these pieces on it, it would be metameh even less than a kadasha. Would all be metameh. But, says Rabbi Yochanan, however, don't think that means that if you ate it, you would be chayev. Ein lokin aleihem ela bikizayit. Nonetheless, you would only be chayev malchus, which seems to be talking about what we're talking about over here, the Eivorim, which obviously is talking about dead Eivorim. I mean, he's talking about being metame in a, being metame. It's gotta be dead. And I mean, so to say the difference that we said in Rav, well, it depends if it's dead or alive. And if it's alive, it's be'achila, it's kezayis. But if it's dead, then it's be'kadash. Here Rabbi Yochanan is talking about a dead thing, clearly, because otherwise it wouldn't be metame. And nonetheless, he's saying, however, when it comes to eating it, you're only going to be chayev on it because I. Now, how do you explain that? This is really bad, because Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said, wow, that's a brilliant diet from the Torah Kohanim on the part Pusik and Shemini, and over here we see that he actually didn't paskin like that at all himself. So explain that. You got to tell us what you were watching last night, because it obviously kept you up. Was it good? It's so hard to find something good. What can keep you up anymore at night? I mean, it's like the world has so little to offer. So how do we explain the fact that Rabbi Yochanan says over here, in Lokin Alapi Kizayit, Omar Rava says, Rava, well now wait a minute, there's different types of Shrotzim, aren't there? We're talking about the Diyuk in the Pasuk in Shmini, the Muvdalim de Berakatuv. I mean, obviously over there, the Pasuk was talking about 8 special cases out of all the thousands of Shratzim that exist. There are 8 Shratzim that are Metame at all. And once they're Metame, they're Shir B'Kadash. Rabbi Yochanan is talking in general. He's saying, in general, I mean, we learned this halacha, that there is a din of a tumah of an aver. So all Rabbi Yochanan is saying is, look, the din of a tumah of an aver is not the halacha that defines the Yisrachila of the aver. That's all he's saying. Now, does that mean that he argues about what the shear of achila is in those special 8 cases that are moved out and separated from all of the other dinim there? He certainly, the Kalsay, he loved the drush of the Torat Kohanim, and he agrees that there's 8 very unique cases that actually are metame b'kadasha, and therefore also b'chila b'kadasha. So what's wrong with that? Hold on a second now. Wait. If you're ready to say that b'muvdalim, you're saying the Torah essentially has made an equivalency between the tumah and between the achila, right? On these special cases. So now, how about in the cases we just listed, where there's an iser tumah, a chalos tumah, on a tiny piece. It's one aver, tiny piece. How come in that case, Rabbi Yochanan was not willing to say that the shear of achila would be the equivalent of the tumah? I don't get it. In other words, once you're saying that Rabbi Yochanan thought that it was brilliant to see the connection between the tumah in the pasuk, which is talking about literal tumah, and the tumah in the opening of the pasuk, which was talking about the yitzar achila, then why not apply that across the board? Why not say that in exactly the same way that the muvdalim, meaning the unique cases of the Shmoneh Shvaros, are going to be an Israqila b'ka'adasha, so too in any particular case where you have an Ava that's batami in a tiny bit, that the Israqila would be tied to the tumor of that case. And yet Rabbi Yochanan seems to go out of his way to say, but don't think that. Actually, the Israqila is unaffected by the unique case that tells you that here the Chiyav of Tumah is even tiny. That's true, but it has nothing to do with the Israqila. Why would that be? So Behemanami Lifla Bein Muvdela, the Shena Muvdela. Why don't we talk about the unique case and the non-unique cases and say that the Shear would be whatever the Shear would be? This Atosus understands. There's Rashi has a different approach in terms of the Shear of Bekezayat or Bekebetza, but this is a very nice approach. Omar Lay, Rabbi Yochanan would answer you, because Kikamakish Rachmana. It's true that the Torah has compared now, in this pasuk, it lists the Behemah Tamei'ah, together with the Of HaTamei, together with the Sheretz. And that, as Tosfos understands, at the basis of our question, being as we know that it's all together in one pasuk, that it should actually be interrelated, and we should say that all cases of achila are defined by the related din of the shear of the tuna. But now the Gemara explains that that was a misconception. Ki kamakish rachmana lebal tishakatsu. The only thing that the Torah is putting them together is in terms of lo tishakatsu et nafshotechem, meaning that there is the iser achila. But in terms of the shiurim, and to say that this last piece of the pasuk that adds the din of lo tishakatsu nafshotechem b'chol, and then it adds the remez, that case is indeed unique, the shiurim. But to say that it should be compared legabi the special shiurim bekadasha or in a behema where it's an aver shalem, lo, the Torah never meant that there should be a comparison. And in fact, the words lo tishakatsu et nafshotechem, a sheketz of the nefesh, is always eating, not the din of tuma, because it means the consumption of a thing. You are what you eat, so to speak. Actually, I found something interesting last night. Oh my goodness.
Venice.
Venice.